good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host Reggie. Today we got Joe on the phone and we're going to be discussing TFC's first game of the season in their CONCACAF Champions League opener against Leon in Mexico. We'll talk about the result and what we saw while we were playing, or while TFC was playing. We'll also discuss the results from this past week's first leg of the Champions League and Europa League. And we'll also take a look at the domestic leagues across Europe, so stay tuned for that. But guys, as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com. You can subscribe and follow us on Twitter, the @footballweeklypod, all one word. You can subscribe and follow us on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. You can also subscribe to download all past episodes. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, we're on Spotify, we're on iHeartRadio. We are on Google Podcasts. We are on Audible. We are on every platform you use to download podcasts. So, guys, another jam-packed show. Let's get into it. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this.
Hey guys, it's Alistair Johnston, right back at Nashville SC and the Canadian men's national team, and you are listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Joe, another week. How do you feel about TFC's jerseys?
Well, I know how you feel, obviously, with that intro.
I don't like them. I don't like them.
I like them. Are you going to say, oh, because it's black and red?
No. It's not that. It's just that either, and we'll talk about this in our recap of the game, of the Champions League game. But shorts don't match anything.
You're so picky.
Well, Joe, it just looks like it's now. Unless
okay, what do you mean again, they don't match anything? They're red. They're
yeah,
red
shorts, but it doesn't match. It doesn't match the front of the jersey because there's red and there's black in it. Is it the same red? I don't know. I can't tell because it's blended with black. It just looks like it's the shirt's one color, the shorts are a different color, and the socks are black. I don't know. I'm being very picky.
I've heard people complain that. It looks like a training top as compared to a jersey. I don't know how you feel about that. I don't know. I didn't think you felt this strongly about this. Now I'm having to relook at it again.
No, I just like it when they wear their home reds and it's everything's red, everything matches. It's such a great jersey. But not feeling this one. Not feeling it. So
no. Maybe we can have a poll. Maybe we can put this up on our.
Sure, we can. Do that.
I don't know. I think you're going to get some pushback. We're going to call it some. Pep, Atletico. What else did you get? Yeah, Pep, Atletico. People, so many people tell me, is Reggie okay? Hey, man, we love Reggie, but I said, I don't know. So we'll take a look at this. I'm looking at the jersey now again. I've seen it. And for me, it works, Reg. It works, but
okay.
I hear you. You're more of the, hey, we're the Reds. Let's be the Reds.
Well, I'm not opposed to having any little color in it, but this doesn't work for me. But. You know, it might look better in person, but who knows when that's going to ever happen. So, I mean,
I like that you surprised me today. Like that was, okay, well let's Reggie get into the game then. He's indifferent. Okay. All right. We'll move on. But you're indifferent about the jersey.
I don't like it. I want to see the away jersey before I talk about the whole kit in general. So, but not a bad result for TFC, who traveled to Mexico. And I want to, before we get into this game, I want to make sure that the second leg that's coming back, they're playing in Canada. They have to be, right? They are. They should be. They have to be.
They are not.
Why
would they play in Canada? They're not allowed to play in Canada.
Why not?
I think it's they're playing it in Florida, I believe.
Why are they playing in Florida? Why can't they play in Canada?
Yeah, I don't think TSC or MLS teams are allowed to play, even though they're a Canadian team. I agree. They are not allowed to play here because of travel ban restriction, right? I think the only reason why we got, again, I'm not saying I agree, you might be referring to like the NHL, because the NHL, all the teams are playing in the North Division, which is the Canadian Division.
Yeah, but so why is it okay to travel to Mexico?
Well, coming back to Canada. That's why.
Well, no. Well, why wouldn't you put the teams that you're going to play, put them in a bubble, and everyone plays somewhere? Everyone plays in the same place. Why do we? TFC's not at home, eh? They're in Florida. So why is TFC able to travel to Mexico, but Mexico can't travel to Canada? And I know you're saying there's playing bans and all that stuff here, but like you said, NHL made it work.
Where did Chelsea play Porto yesterday or the other day?
I don't know. I didn't watch the game. Where was it?
I think they played in Spain. Yeah. Right. So again, I guess I agree. There's so many. I mean, that's a different situation. That's closer borders, but. Yeah, that's a good point, Reggie. This is another challenge the TFC is facing. Again, when you look at last year, you know, not playing a home game, these are big deals. There's a major impact on this. They had to go and travel to CONCACAF, you know, in CONCACAF, I should say, to Mexico. We know how hard that is. Well, and, you know, they had fans there too. They also had fans, right? Well, look, they're also in season. Yeah, a lot of stuff. If you had
a choice of where you wanted to play, would Mexico be anywhere near the top 10 even of places to play?
Not if you're a Canadian or American team.
Of course not.
It's hard.
The fans are going to be in front of your building, in front of your hotel at 4 o'clock in the morning, letting off fireworks so you can't sleep. The altitude, the heat, everything else that includes it, it's going to be a detriment to your game. And then when we play them in Florida where it's nice and warm. There's not going to be a lot of TFC fans out there. It's just like a vacation training session for these guys. Bring them to Canada in April. That's what we should be doing. But anyways,
well, Reggie, we have no choice but to, this is really bad. We got to blame Canada, Reg.
Yeah. Why?
It was the, you know, blame Canada.
Sorry, I hear you.
I even warned you it was going to be bad. You didn't catch it. It's not Monday. It's Friday. Anyway, I told you it was bad, and you still couldn't even. Anyway,
I got you.
That's not good.
That's my little rant on what that means for TFC. It's not a benefit at all. In fact, it's a benefit for the Mexican team. But let's get into the game. Toronto FC had their CONCACAF Champions League opener against Lyon, sporting the former Arsenal player Joel Campbell.
I thought you'd get that from Costa Rican international.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
Had a fantastic chance in that game. Hit the woodwork, man. Too.
Yeah, he should have scored. He should have scored.
Well, let's talk about the great goal that Lyon scored. Holy moly.
What a goal, man.
That was a fantastic, like, what a goal. That technique, letting the ball go across your body there in the air. Open. I'm actually, like, you know, pretending to do it with my hands because I can do that with my feet. But unbelievable. What a hit. What a great goal. That's a great strike.
If you haven't seen that goal, people, you do yourself a favor. Find it. I'm sure it's on Twitter or somewhere. Go see it. It's incredible. When I saw it, I was watching it, and we'll get into that. But I was watching it, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that went in. But what a goal. What a hit. The technique, the pass, the technique of hitting the ball like that, perfect.
Yeah, great technique.
It was a 10 out of 10 goal. Great goal. TFC?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
What do you think about TFC? How do you think they played that game?
I think, you know, everyone's saying, you know, that, what are they using the term? TFC CONCACAF that game. And meaning they gave them a lot of credit for, you know, being tough, for being, you know, the gamesmanship. They showed a lot of, you know, I would say, character, all that. I would agree. I would check all those boxes, right, Reggie? They first of all, let's be clear here. They should be up in the first, what was it, Reg? 10-11 minutes.
Wow.
Ball goes out wide to Schaffelberg. You know, I think it was Schaffelberg, puts in a great ball. I think it was. Anyway, great ball in from a wide area into Josie Altidore,
yeah,
in between the two central defenders.
Yeah.
And we both said, gotta score there.
Have to
score there, especially with Josie Altidore's quality. So they had a lot of chances. Very early on, I mean, what's the narrative here? A lot of young players getting a chance. Young Noble Akello did very well early. Ralph Priso.
Yeah.
But Noble Akello, you know, had some really great moments there in early parts of the game. Luke Singh, a lot of young players getting their chance. They did well, Reggie. I think overall, yes, they hung on, but that's something that you have to do in CONCACAF, in the Champions League, as you noted earlier, traveling to Mexico, playing against the Liga MX team, you know, a very good one. There are not many bad ones, are there? And playing a team, you know, in the full run of their season, right, Reg?
Well,
I believe they are.
Well, yeah, because TFC is in training camp. They haven't even played an exhibition game yet. That's their first game.
Yeah, so it was a great performance that way.
Yeah.
Yes, they hung on, but that's what you have to do. So, well, again, I'm looking at it.
Every team hangs on in the 70th minute in Mexico. You're hanging on. I don't care who you are. Unless you're a Mexican team, you're hanging on.
Yeah. I mean, looking at Chris Armas starting, 18-year-old Friso, 20-year-old Noble Akello, 21-year-old Jacob Schaffelberg in a wide area, Jordan Peruzza, 20-year-old on the bench, who, by the way, Jordan Peruzza, 2001 born, like we said, having a great camp, all we're hearing. Again, 22-year-old Griffin Dorsey, just signed 20-year-old Luke Singh from TFC2, played in the game. Mm-hmm. Erickson Gallardo, Reggie. Erickson Gallardo comes off the bench. Okay, it wasn't a spectacular goal. It's an own goal, but he pressed, right? He was full, a lot of energy, pressed high up the field, stole the ball, you know, tries to play the ball into Josie, deflects in. I mean, this is, it's almost like they said, here, let's see what we got. We're going to just go. And I think when you play with, Reggie, we've played the game. When you play, obviously not at that level, but, when you play with no expectation and less pressure, I should say, not expectation, you play more free. Do you not have to give Chris Armas credit for this or not?
Oh, I definitely believe so. I don't think you see any of those young guys. If Greg Vanney's still here, he's going with the tried and true. Osorio didn't play. Pozuelo didn't play. He'll be going with the tried and
Mavinga.
Mavinga didn't play. He'd be going with
Nick
the tried
DeLeon,
and true.
Your favorite.
You know, yeah. That's probably a good thing he didn't play. But he would go with the tried and true guys. And like we always said, and we said about Richie Larea back in the day when he wasn't getting a sniff, and play the young guys. And I'm glad to see Armas did it. So,
well, here's what Armas had to say. He said he loved the way the team stuck together. This is direct quotes. He loved the way that they stepped on the field straight away, and we were going to try to stick to being who we are and being aggressive on the night. And I think, and he says there, that's what got us the goal from a pressing situation. Did you notice that, Reggie, that this team, and again, Chris Armas teams usually do this. We know this from, seeing him in the past with New York Red Bull, pressing on the front foot. More of an aggressive style in terms of how, without the ball.
Right.
I mean, we do see that. We see that the identity and you saying that. So I thought that was a great sign. I mean, again, I love how the guys dug deep. And I think it's true. It was a gutsy performance. And that's why they're saying, I guess TFC CONCACAF that one. And they did. So, I mean, is there a negative thing really to say about that, Reg, that night? What do you think?
I mean, getting the goal, coming back home with an away goal. Coming back to Florida with an away goal, that's all you can ask for, especially with the lineup that he put out there. That's more than enough for me. I think, if it was at BMO in April, I think that tie's done. But in Florida, like I said, vacation time for these guys. It might be a little bit tougher, but I still am expecting TFC to go through.
It's confirmed, Reggie, by the way. It's April 14th. In Orlando.
Maybe they can visit Disney World. The Mexican team can visit Disney World too. Oh, that can't. Oh, it's Florida, so it has to be open. So yeah, maybe they can go to Disney World.
You can do it. So anyway, you know what? Like I said, Reggie, that's a tough thing to do for them to come in straight out of basically their first game, having to do that. Great results, like we said. You can't be unhappy if you're a TFC fan. I'd like to see if Chris Armas plays more. They've said, him and Ali Curtis have said, they will give more of an opportunity to young players.
Good.
So hopefully this continues. I'm of the ilk that I want to see what we got, and I think this is a good path if we're going to take it. So I mean, no Io Akinola either, right? So I mean, that would help too, obviously. So yeah, I mean, I'd like to see it. You know what was great to see, Reggie? Let's leave it on this because we hope to get to talk to Richie soon, Richie Larea. You know, there was a time when not too long ago when Richie Larea was an unknown commodity, and let's see what we get, one of the young guys, quote-unquote, on TFC. You know, it was amazing to see he was one of the guys in another important match, in an important place, in a tough situation where he was looked upon as one of the leaders, was he not? Somebody that we really needed to play. Another guy here too. So good on that with Richie. It shows the growth. I mean, we say this every week, Reggie. It's only a matter of time, would you say, Reggie, until that young man has to book a European visit.
A one-way ticket to Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a season. Yeah, yeah. I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Reggie, I think this too, I love that. I think even Dwayne Rollins, 24th minute, mentioned this too. I think I agree with him. Auro, you know, Auro, he's an important player for TFC.
Yeah.
You know, I think he doesn't get enough credit. Again, I'll give credit there to Dwayne Rollins mentioning that. I agreed. I think that that's for myself, Reg, that is one of those things you say, oh yeah, he's still there, eh? And still doing so. Kudos to TFC.
Yeah, most definitely. Love to go to BMO to watch them, but you know, anyways.
Cheer up, Reg. Jeez.
Yeah, I know.
There's Friday, something else, right? You want to get grumpy about in this game, remember? Supposed to be grumpy about.
This is the last time I will talk about it because I'm putting a permanent ban on this channel. So I called, we talked just maybe 5 minutes before the game started. And I was like, well, I didn't look because in my mind of minds, and I should have looked, I thought for sure TSN will be showing Toronto FC. They have the games, the TFC games throughout the year. They have to be showing the Champions League game. Joe, what do you think? What do you think they were showing? Let's find out. Let's go that way. What do you think they were showing on TSN? They have five channels. I wrote down what they were showing. Would you like to hear what TSN was showing that night? The night that the best Canadian MLS team ever, and I know there's only been, what, three, but they're the best Canadian, most successful Canadian team in the MLS ever while they're playing in the Champions League. Do you want to know what TSN was showing? Would you like to know?
I think you're going to tell me either way, so you should just let me know.
Joe, if you don't want to know, I won't tell you.
Should I go? Of course I want to know. Let me know, okay. Reggie. Come on.
So TSN 1, the Canadian pastime, the great Canadian pastime of curling. Okay. TSN 2, we had Elite Wrestling Dynamite. What that is, I don't know. On TSN 3, it's the exact same thing that was being shown on TSN 1, which is curling. So there you can use TSN 3 to show something else, but you didn't. Okay, that's fine. TSN 4.
The World Championship, Reg. Is it not?
Joe.
Keep going.
But you're showing it on TSN 1 already. No, who cares? Why are you showing it on another channel for?
Keep going.
Is there an overload that you can't watch? Too many people are watching on TSN 1 that they have to move it to TSN 3 too to get the overflow? Get out of here.
What was on TSN 4?
TSN 4 was the New Orleans Pelicans versus the Brooklyn Nets. Not even one Canadian player playing in that game. And on TSN 5 was Wednesday at the Masters. So, sorry, TFC, you got bumped. You got bumped for quality programming. Joe, I'm never watching anything on TSN again. Done. I will find somewhere else to watch TFC games, away TFC games. Believe me, there's a million channels I can watch it on. I will watch it on any other channel but TSN. Done to me. Finished. I won't watch any Leaf games on TSN. I won't watch Euros on TSN. I won't watch TFC on TSN. That's it. I'm done with TSN. Finished. Sportsnet gets a pass because the Leafs were playing, and I know what they are with hockey, so it was probably scheduled a long time in advance. But for TSN, I'm done. Done. Finished.
Are you done with TSN?
Done. Finished.
Well, we know where Reggie stands, and I think a lot, all kidding aside, a lot of Canadians feel this way. We said this last week, and I know people are going to say to me, and I got a lot of my, you know, messages too, say, yeah, but no, we never said it wasn't a good platform. I enjoy the platform. It is not the point.
Is it one soccer you're talking about?
We still had a lot of people. Yeah, and we still had a lot of people tell us, and it's true. You know, it's their kids now are starting to watch, and they go through their cable channels and take a look at it. No one is knocking one soccer. Reggie said this last week too. But let's admit here, we need this game should have been on regular TV as well. So there's no one's going to convince me otherwise. And yes, I am a subscriber to one soccer. So. I'm just telling you that because it's the truth, and that's how me and Reggie were watching both. So, I was watching that.
Well, I had to watch it on a Mexican channel. Joe was able to. I was able to get it in Spanish on a Mexican channel. I was able to watch that game. Imagine, Joe.
I don't think we're going to get argument here that, you know, guys, there should be no reason why it's not. Again, this is not an argument about, you know, we're going to get flack for it. I don't care about that. We are saying it should be more readily available. And I think that's the point. You know, it's a really interesting point about that game too, Reggie, where I just learned this. Amazing. Not only was it hot that night, almost 30 degrees Celsius, they played this game, Reg, at Estadio Leon. And Canada played their, our national team played there in 1986 in the World Cup match.
Oh, really?
And that's where we lost to France, 1-0 to France. And I remember watching that game as a young guy.
Not on TSN.
On CBC, by the way.
Not on TSN.
CBC.
God forbid.
They showed it was the early days. It was Jim Van Horn, mustache. But anyway, but that was, you know, I didn't know that. That was the day that, you know, I'm sorry, same stadium. Canada loses 1-0 to France with, oh, some pretty good players. I don't know. Michel Platini.
Not bad.
Not bad. So, but yes, Reggie, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I think a lot of people are with us. So anyhow, are we moving on, Reg?
Yeah, we can. We'll definitely move on. We'll move on to games that we could actually watch and see on our regular TV. But I don't want to. I don't have anything to say about Arsenal. Disgusting, shambolic, shameless. I'm embarrassed that I follow them. I'm embarrassed that I am a fan of this team after watching what they did against Liverpool. I don't even want to talk about it. It was so bad that our buddy Liverpool Logan didn't even message me. That's how bad it was. So I don't want to talk.
The white flag.
I don't want to talk about them. If you want to talk about EPL, we can talk about EPL. But I don't want to talk. I don't want to recap that Liverpool Arsenal game at all.
Can I talk about Arsenal?
Yeah.
First of all, I'll just give a quick. So let's talk about the EPL in terms of this. Okay, I'm gonna spare Reggie this week. We'll get him on the Europa League roundup.
And I'm not talking about Arsenal in Europa either. So,
Reg, we have a duty to our listeners. So I'm going to try to fulfill that duty. But I do feel Reggie's pain sometimes. Let's talk about the race, Reggie, in the EPL for, well, I mean, is there a race for first? No, Reggie, you can go ahead and claim it now, Reg, and no, go ahead.
That's over.
City has won the championship, right? The we could say that they won the title, Reg.
Yep, for sure.
There's the whole hum. Yeah. No, you know, yeah. What, Sherlock statement of the the day, right? So City.
400 million well spent. Go on.
City wins. Jeez, Reg. Yep. So yeah, City wins. I will say this about City every time, and we'll get to that in the Champions League. I can watch Kevin De Bruyne and Ilkay Gundogan and, you know, play all day. It's fantastic. I think it's a, we'll get to it. I mean, I don't want to get to it now, but just for me, so I don't forget, Reggie, you know, watching those two, and then, of course, watching a lot of great midfielders in the world right now, and then watching, which we did mention, Thiago Alcantara last week, but then I'm watching Toni Kroos and Modric, and it's like, wow, this is what the true essence of what world class is. Mm-hmm. So those guys are in there for sure. So yeah, I think we can all agree, most footy fans will say that it is over. But we will talk about the race. There is still a race in the EPL, Reg, as you know. There's a race for fourth, the top four spots. It is getting, we'll give an ode to Liverpool Logan. It is getting spicy. It's getting interesting. It always is. But what do you think about that race for fourth or the top four spots, Reg?
Arsenal's been out of it for so long. It's been such a long time since I even looked at the table. Just before the show, I decided to take a look at it.
That happened, yes.
And it's you think, as bad as a year Liverpool is having, they're only 3 points out of fourth place. They're four points out of Champions League, and it's
yes. So we'll just give it a rundown, Reg. What do we got? So if we're okay with that, Reg?
Yeah.
United at 60 points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, United at 60 points. Leicester City and all of them have played 30 games. Mm-hmm. City's actually played the most games. So we got United at 60, 4 points behind Leicester City in third. Are you ready for this, Reg? Mm-hmm. In fourth place, the Hammers. Yeah. West Ham, 52 points. I'm going to talk about this story in a second. Chelsea in fifth now at 51, and then there you have it. Spurs and Liverpool at 49 points. I mean, Everton was top of the table at one point. It was 47. They're not a game in hand.
Yeah.
So if they were to win that, they're at 50 points. So a great race for fourth place. So many teams in the mix, as we say, in striking distance. And a great end of the season to come with what, Reg? 8-9 games to go?
Yeah, it's about that.
Maybe less. 7 games.
No one's really concerned. I think Manchester City are firmly entrenched in winning Champions League. I don't think they have a concern in the world about the EPL. But It's going to be a great run in. I mean, with the confidence of beating Arsenal, Liverpool can still, I don't know the exact games they have left, but Diego Jota's back and he makes a big difference for them. So even Spurs, you know, doing Spurs things, Mourinho doing Mourinho things. Chelsea's starting to
still 2 points out of it though.
I know, but
3 points.
Chelsea, you know, Tuchel doing Tuchel things and picking up Chelsea by the bootstraps and taking them up the league. So I know they lost 5-2 the last game, but I mean a blip, and they turned it around in Champions League, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But it's a tight race, Joe. It's always. Making the top four in the EPL is always, that race is always probably one of the best, unless you have two teams that last maybe, what was it, 2 years ago when Liverpool and City were neck and neck and watching that, or even the Man City Man U title race when Aguero scored that world famous goal. But the race for fourth is always the best race in the EPL.
It's outstanding right now. I want to give credit to West Ham here, Reggie, right? We talked about this.
Yeah.
David Moyes, who, like, first of all, If there was any ever a position to set up, been set up to fail and to crash and to burn, it would have been what? To replace the Sir Alex Ferguson at Manchester United. Right. So, I mean, no one was going to do that. No one.
Right.
No one. I mean, like, you should have just put three cardboard cutouts because, you know, that was the toughest act to follow with arguably the best manager in club football history, maybe the best.
You're standing on the sideline and you look across the field and there's the Sir Alex Ferguson stand
that you're looking at. Yeah, and this is, you know,
what kind of legend are you replacing there, right?
So. And then, you know, he goes other places and, oh, you know, this, what happened to David Moyes and stuff. It's not easy to win professional football games. Mm-hmm. So good on David Moyes, who has his team in fourth place in the Premier League with Chelsea, Tottenham, Liverpool, Everton, Aston Villa, okay, Arsenal, teams
no,
like that. Arsenal,
no, don't,
Liverpool.
Don't deserve it.
No, but I'm saying Chelsea, clubs,
okay.
Clubs, okay, of the likes of Chelsea, Tottenham, Liverpool, Arsenal behind them. Mm-hmm. Is it going to end that way? Who knows? But he does deserve this credit. I want to give credit to this manager, and I know a lot of people have. So good for him because, you know, I read it somewhere. You know, they were talking a bit about it on BT Sport as well. You know, 17th place when he took over, whenever he took over for West Ham 2 years ago, whenever it was, Reggie, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. But to have them within striking distance, not striking distance, as of today, they are in the Champions League. Could mm-hmm. change. I've probably given them the kiss of death, but you would have to figure close to Europe. Good for him. And how about this? Footballers are not, these professional players are great players. They have great talents. When players go through a dip in form, I'm so shocked. I'm not shocked, actually. I'm disappointed. I'll just fans just go to a place where they just discard players and just write them off. Jesse Lingard has been fantastic for West Ham.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. And great to see, you know, has he put his head down and worked? Yes, he has. He was fantastic in this last match, Reggie. Really, really impressive. Not only the goal, but setting up other goals and doing stuff. Another player, so good for Jesse Lingard. You think United holds these good cards here because, you know, major price tag if West Ham wants.
Yeah, for sure.
They're talking about, man, like, hey, if he comes back, like, you still have him. So
they're talking about like 60 if you want him for Jesse Lingard. 60.
Yeah. So it looks like obviously United is playing some games there, and they'll have a player that, you know, he comes back, then he's going to be a player for them again.
Well, so, West Ham makes the Champions League. Now they got that money to spend. Maybe they do it. I don't know.
Right? Never know. So, again, we're taking a look at that. Reggie, a guy, I keep watching this guy, and I'm so happy. Mikel Antonio. He's just a workhorse.
Yeah.
You know, just won't go away, meaning in a good way, in terms of his compete level, scoring goals, making goals. So good for Mikel Antonio. It's a great story. I'm really excited to see this race, Reg. It should be interesting going down, you know, to the wire. And so we shall see.
Yeah, the run-in should be absolutely fantastic to watch. Can't wait. Let's move over to Serie A.
You move over to Serie A.
Oh, you don't want to talk about Serie A?
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Let's talk about all joking aside. We're looking at a race that we said was over in the EPL. I think it's safe to say that Inter will be lifting the trophy this year. We're at 20 games in that. They're 11 points clear of, well, first of all, what a table. You have Inter at 71 points, played 29 games. AC Milan at 60, Juventus at 59, Atalanta 58. Pretty amazing here, Reg. Yeah. Napoli at 56 in fifth. This, you talk about a race for four. The top four spots, it is absolutely on fire in Serie A. It is. I mean,
What is Napoli at?
Napoli is right there, 29 games played. They are 2 points behind Atalanta, and they are in fifth place. So, again, Napoli coming off, they've been on fire lately. They just lost a result out against Juventus, who really needed that result. And, you know, when you can bring this guy off the bench, I think you're okay. Paulo Dybala, who came on and scored a great goal to seal the game.
He's okay.
He's all right. Juventus ends up winning that game 2-1. So, like, again, you have 60, 59, 58, and 56 from second place to fifth place. That is a fantastic race in Italy. AC Milan, Juventus, Napoli, Atalanta.
Tight races everywhere. I can't see you dropping out of the top four, but I mean, I don't want to jinx it either. So I won't say anything about that. But
well, I just think what we talked about. We see Inter Milan, who's taken off. They're going to win the league. We know that. Romelu Lukaku, Lautaro Martinez, and so on and so on. Great partnership. Antonio Conte's got them, dare I say, where they should be. I mean, you're out of the Champions League. You're out of Coppa Italia with that roster. You know, that strike force. You know, you got to give them credit. AC Milan 60, Juventus 59, Atalanta 58. This is, Reggie, this is a tight race, man. I mean, you Atalanta and Juve, so you got to figure they'll be in there. So, yeah, AC Milan is where, to be fair, I said at the beginning of the year, in a fifth, sixth spot, battling for top four, which I thought they could be close to, the fact that they are, in the thick of it, yes, based on where they started and the run they had, you'd say, oh, man, they're slipping. I don't look at it that way. And again, this is not just Joe being negative about AC Milan. That's them. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great race. A team like Roma at 51 points, not out of it. Lazio at 52 points, not out of it. So,
yeah, most definitely. It's going to be two races that we're definitely going to be watching for the entertainment. I know I'll be watching Serie A for the entertainment value, you for a different reason. And we'll both be watching EPL. For entertainment because there's nothing happening with Arsenal. So, I can't wait for those end of the year races for the Champions League spots. I know we wanted to dip over into, and I know last week we were supposed to talk about and preview the Bayern Munich Leipzig game. We ran out of time; we couldn't do that. But we wanted to touch a little bit about a Bundesliga as well because that's another tight league, and there's some surprising teams. In the Champions League spots right now, just like in the EPL.
You know, Reggie, the Bundesliga, we've been saying it for the last couple of weeks. The quality of football there is incredible. I mean, yeah. Of course not. Of course it is. You have Bayern Munich, arguably the best club team in the world right now. 64 points we get. Oh, I would say, there's Bayern winning it again. Yeah, but I mean, look at the race below it. Leipzig at 57 points in second. Wolfsburg exactly. With 54 points, right? With 54 points in third. In fourth, you're expecting, okay, here comes Dortmund. Eintracht Frankfurt at 50 points in fourth. Borussia Dortmund, who just battled Man City in the Champions League, lost 2-1 in a great game and probably deserved more. Jude Bellingham's goal disallowed. They're 7 points behind Eintracht Frankfurt in fourth, so they're Borussia's in fifth. you got to say it speaks to the competitiveness. Leipzig, what are they doing, Reggie? They sell a player, buy a player, right? They sell a top talent and get another up and coming talent from Ajax. So this is their latest thing. So it's an interesting thing. So you have Mönchengladbach.
There's that Ajax thing again, buying players from Ajax, and Ajax is going to be probably going to be top one or two in their league and still in a Europe spot. So,
yeah, this is, this is what I mean. The gap is so much more narrow in world football. We've talked about this, whether it be at the international level or the club level. Teams are good. newsflash, football, you know, professional football teams have quality players all across the globe from different places and managers, you know. So I look at Bayer Leverkusen, you know, they're off the trot here. They are in sixth place, you know, tied with Borussia, 43 points. How about this? Union Berlin, Reggie.
Yeah.
Union Berlin. They were, you know, relegation battlers last year. Right. They are in seventh place in the Bundesliga, Reggie.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's another great league, another tight league. I don't know how tight La Liga is, but the three leagues that we just spoke about, the EPL, Serie A, and even the Bundesliga, it's going to be a great ending of the season. We got two German teams in the Champions League.
Because you mentioned it, Reggie, let's just give it 1 minute. That La Liga race, which we all thought was over.
Well, I did for sure.
How about this?
I did for sure.
Atletico Madrid at 66 points, Barcelona 65 points. I think their run is 14 or 15 straight games. I've not lost in La Liga, anything like that. Yeah. Barca at 65 points, 1 point behind. Real Madrid at 63. Guys, this is listen, this guy was being run out of town, Ronald Koeman. Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's a pretty run. And there is this small little matter of, I don't know, pretty big game.
It's a pretty good Saturday, I think. Pretty good Saturday.
I think when you top it off with that, yeah. I mean, 3 p.m. our time, I believe. You have Barcelona on a tear, a mad tear that we just talked about. And Real Madrid, okay, a couple of ties, but still in the hunt for sure. And listen, if these two teams are at 10th and 11th, which they never will be, at the same time, it's still a match. It's still, of course. It is El Clasico. It is the match, the league match that has captured our attention for the last, well, forever, obviously, but in the last 10 years for sure, right, Reggie? This is the match traditionally with Ronaldo and Messi, and it's still got Messi and a ton of stars on both sides. So it's an exciting thing to look forward to, obviously.
Well, there's another team in Madrid that'd be very interested in what goes on.
You think they want a tie, Reg?
Oh, well, of course they'll want to draw. 100% they'll want to draw. But it's adding that third team into something like an El Clasico in the April, May, well, whenever it is, April this year. But whenever you're adding an El Clasico into this, it's going to be a top-of-the-table clash. And now that Atletico is in there with a fight, and believe me, they still have to win their game. So let's not just say, okay, fight it out, and then we'll do whatever we do. Atletico still has to win their game. So they're hoping for a draw. Barcelona's hoping for a win. Real is hoping for a win. It's going to be great football. Again, just like these Champions League games that we've talked about, it's going to be great football, Joe.
Yeah, so I definitely agree. Prediction time then. Never mind with prediction time, Reg. That's what we need, a prediction of El Clasico.
You know, unfortunately, and I'm an Atletico guy. Go. Yeah, well, okay, fine. I'm an Atletico guy. So, yeah. But in all honesty, Joe, even if I wasn't, I would tell you it's going to be a draw. I have a 2-2. Yeah. I have a 2-2 draw. Yeah. I have a 2-2
that'd be
draw.
Great.
And
that'd be great.
That's what I have right now. That's what my brain's telling me. What about you?
Well, both teams are playing. I know. Real Madrid's La Liga form. But listen, they still haven't. I think they haven't lost in five games. Okay, they've drawn the last two, but mm-hmm. they're obviously in fine form in the Champions League. They're in striking distance in La Liga. Barcelona, obviously on fire in La Liga. A 2-2 would be great, by the way, to see, because that means lots of goals. I'm going to go 3-2 Barcelona.
Wow, you think Barca wins? Yeah. Eh?
I think they just got more to play for. I just, you know, obviously Real's going to be playing in midweek, playing against, Liverpool, high-octane game. But listen, Reg, I could easily see anything happening. I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to go 3-2 Barcelona. And again, we have Zidane saying, you know, someone asked him if it is quite possibly could be Messi's last El Clasico. Zizou, the great Zizou, says, I hope not. He says it'd be a shame for him to leave Barcelona because he wants to you know, he thinks it'd be bad for La Liga, obviously using Ronaldo and Messi for sure. But I'm going to, right, Reg? I'm going to go 3-2 Barca.
Well, Atletico has Real Betis the next day. So they'll already know the score and what they need to do the next day. So I'm just looking forward to there's a lot of great games. If you start your week on a Saturday, there's great games all week. And I can't wait to watch every single one of these. I said 2-2. You said 3-2 Barca. I said 2-2 draw. We'll see what happens.
You've been right a lot this year, so I'm just going to – we'll see. But like I said, I'm looking forward to watching it because that game is always something special.
100%. Diego Simeone has had an 11-point lead at one point and had two games in hand.
Two games in hand. So, again – quality all over the place here. But we will move on, Reggie. You're right. The leagues are interesting as usual. It's a crazy time of year. It's an exciting time of year. We got, like you just alluded to, our quarterfinal matchups in the Champions League, Coppa de Campione.
What a set of games, Joe. And the best game of them all was that we said was going to be the best game. Like, no kidding. The PSG Bayern Munich, we'll probably leave that for last, but that was a fantastic game.
Yeah.
And I know you mentioned Man City Dortmund and how Jude Bellingham should have been awarded a goal, making that 2-2 and 2. Oh. And it would have been, that was at the Etihad too, right? So two away goals for Dortmund.
Yes. Looking good pretty, point. Right? So, great point, Reggie.
I mean,
great point.
I know we want to get rid of, I want to scrap the away goals rule, but I'm playing by the rules that are in front of us. So two away goals right now would be huge going back to the Signal Iduna, I believe it's the stadium is called.
Dortmund Park. Yeah.
Something like that. So
yeah,
that'd be huge, but what a game.
Oh, Reggie, this, I keep saying this. Can I deal with this, Reg? Like, first of all, you have two teams playing football. Right, what we like to see, modern. I keep saying this word, but whatever you want. I'm joking around. Attacking football, positive football, playing on the front foot. Both teams, no doubt, that's their DNA. Right, Reggie, we can agree with that.
Sure.
You have a budding superstar, which no longer budding, a superstar in world football in Erling Haaland. You know, old guy, Reg. Old guy, 20 years old.
It's 20. Huge, eh? It's massive.
Massive guy. You know, he does not get enough credit for how technical he is. He's got great technical ability. He is a massive, strong, fast, pacey player who's very good with his feet and good technical ability, hunger. I mean, it's scary how good I think he can become. We'll talk about young players after how good they are in our other tie, PSG Bayern. But what a good match. I mean, this is – and then you have – so he's 20, and then you have an older guy in there, Phil Foden, 20. And then, you know – it's unbelievable. You mentioned Jude Bellingham. He's 17 years old, guys.
Yeah.
17 years old, Jude Bellingham, who played the entire match. That, you know, the future is unbelievably bright for that English national team. And what do I say? I said, you know what? It's a good thing he's not playing in places like Italy, because you know where Jude Bellingham would be in an Italian team? Probably in the under-23s.
With that talent, Joe, still?
No, this is my point. Like, you know, this good for the – listen, if you're old enough, if you're good enough, Reggie, you are old enough.
Right, that's what
right? And he is so good enough, right? And I just love his demeanor. I mean, and we talk about Haaland and Foden, and we should. Both of them are fantastic. And Jadon Sancho, I don't even think played in this game, Reg. He might have been hurt.
I don't think he did.
So, you know, so good match of football. Reggie, the result, we had what?
2-1 City. I think Foden scored in the 94th. 2-1 City. Foden scored in the 93rd or 94th, I believe.
Marco Reus pulls one back though to tie the game.
Right.
For a great little play, great ball by Erling Haaland, who's not just a goal scorer.
Right.
Right. And then I mean, talk about the goal to go ahead. You know, the game within the game. Ball goes to the wide area, and you see Kevin De Bruyne finds himself, Reg. It looks like nothing. Ball goes out to the wide side on the right side to whoever was there. I forget. They drop it. And you say, what's the big deal? No. De Bruyne just peels off, creates a little angle for himself to get it.
Yeah.
Right? They know where the bread and butter is. De Bruyne gets it, turns inside, plays a ball to the far post. Great ball.
Yeah.
To who? Oh, your other midfielder, Ilkay Gundogan, who just a little nice outside of the foot. Little layoff to incoming Phil Foden, slots at home. This is you know, the game within the game, the pass before the pass, these little things. Yeah. It's great to see football played at a high level. Is it not, Reggie?
Well, you know, it'd be easy just to swing it in, right? End of the game, you're trying to get a goal, just swing it in and see what happens. But they do have a style. And like you said, you know who to get the ball to. You get the ball to De Bruyne and something will happen. So
it was a great goal and a great match of football. See, and this is what we go to every week now, Reggie. I think it's a common theme with us, whether we talk on the phone as just two guys, you know, shooting the breeze over football. And I think that's what we do on here anyway.
Yep.
But, you know, Borussia Dortmund doesn't go away going, oh, man, you know, we lost. We could have been 1-1. Yeah, okay. But they played their brand. They played who they were. They showed who they were, I should say. You know, that identity that we always mention was there. And that's what Borussia showed. And Borussia doesn't come away with this as, you know, something they can't, you know, turn over, because they can, Rich. You said it. Going back to Borussia, going back home in a 2-1 against Manchester City, and they're going to play for it, and they're going to go for it.
Of course they are. I mean, that's their season. I know they're not going to win the Bundesliga. I mean, fourth place, obviously, to get it back into the Champions League, but I think they're going to go all. They're going to go all.
It's tough too. Fourth place, 7 points out with 7 games left.
Yeah, so if they want to get back in, they either have to win Champions League or go on a massive run. So I don't know what the coach is going to.
But they're going to win, Reggie.
You think they are?
Sorry. Whoa, I didn't say they win the result. I said. I'm saying they're going to win in the offseason. win huge in the offseason. Yeah, Rich? Yeah,
of course.
We talked about this.
They're going to have $150 million to spend. So,
And have another, you know, and have those, and get a couple players and still have your young players. So for myself, I think we know that for me, I'm looking at Borussia every week. I watch them. I try to watch them. It's fantastic.
I think they already have players ready to replace Haaland already in their academy, in their reserves. So
I believe it. And again, I think that the point is, Reggie, you're going to attract players. Okay, they're going to have money. You're going to attract players because you're going to go somewhere, not just Borussia. There's these teams you want to go to, and you're going to have fun playing the game of soccer, the game of football.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be this, you know, Reggie, this positive type football. You know, I mean, listen, my young kid is 6 years old, and yes, he's going to watch what daddy watches and so on. I'm watching Borussia and he's like, hey, dad, is that Borussia? And that's the thing. You know, yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's them again, but, you know, I want him to watch it because it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, imagine.
Okay, he loves Holland's dance, right? But
imagine watching soccer with your kid and it's the Canadian national team, you know? Wow, that'd be awesome.
Well, I had to do it on a laptop, but anyhow,
yeah, I know.
He does like Davies.
I know. Well, yeah, who doesn't, right?
Well, yes. One of the matches we watched, Reg, was Sorry, which was on Canadian TV, and that's a great, to your point, Reggie, Sorry, it was on Sportsnet, was the match a few weeks ago between Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund. So there you go, Reggie, but on regular TV, where my kid was just, flipping by. So anyhow, yeah. Right. Other matches, Reg? What about Porto Chelsea, bud? What about that one?
Well, I know I had Porto going through in this. It doesn't look good now, but Chelsea.
Over.
I know, exactly. Chelsea took that 2-0. A great response by the Chelsea team after what happened to them against West Brom over the weekend, where they lost 5-2. It's a great response for them. So I think, personally, I think it's over. And my prediction was wrong. I've gotten a lot right. This is the first time I can say this year that I've been wrong about something. So,
yeah, you have been doing okay.
maybe Porto doesn't make it through. But another Tuchel tactic masterclass, you think?
Yeah, it was. You know what, Reggie? Chelsea did come out here and play. Porto was attacking early, had a lot of chances.
Yeah,
and you talk about going for it and playing, and they were close, you know, they were attacking, Mendy's net there, it didn't go for them. And yeah, you have to give credit. What a great, great goal. And Chelsea's first goal too, Mason Mount, another young English player, you know, ball from Jorginho, great turn to the bottom corner, good goal, Mount. Yeah. Listen, Tuchel has done, we said it, he's done some great things. Yes. We know like you said, Reg, yeah, that loss, but, in the league to West Brom, but a fantastic result for them. You got to peg into favorite going back home to the bridge up 2-0, right, Reg, with 2 away goals. So you peg them, but stranger things have happened in football.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Of course, if you're a betting person, you might put your money on Chelsea.
Didn't we see didn't we see Barcelona overturn something from PSG? 5 goals or something like
we
that?
Did.
And
then
we see, we did. We see that? So strange things happen. Strange things can happen in the final leg of a Champions League game. So nothing's really over, but I mean, if I were to put a couple of shekels down, I would put them on Chelsea. But keeping within teams within the EPL, we had Liverpool versus Real Madrid.
Oh,
that's probably why I didn't hear anything from a resident Liverpool fan. So,
well, again, not over. Okay, let's deal with the obvious here. It's 3-1. You got to put your Liverpool's been here before, by the way, so I don't think they're too worried that way. But yes, 3-1 going back to Anfield, which not over by any stretch. We'll deal with the game. Vinicius Jr., 2 goals in this match. Not bad at all. Listen, Toni Kroos and Luka Modric, we said this last time when they played Atalanta. Did anybody forget about who they are? We know who they are now. We're okay. And that third guy, not too bad, Casemiro. They're all right. Toni Kroos. First of all, I don't understand because usually so Toni Kroos picks up the ball, you know, just in his own half, and he's allowed to pick up his head, measure a great pass between the two Liverpool center backs.
What a ball, man.
What a ball. What I don't get is, you know, and again, Liverpool's usually so good at putting pressure from the front, right, and putting pressure on players. I mean, you can't give anybody in the modern, you know, pro game that much time. But if you give that guy that much time, he's going to find a pass.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was a great ball. Still had so much to do. Great first touch by Vinicius Jr. and a goal. So Liverpool gets the away goal, though. So, you know, that's a massive away goal because it gives them a lifeline. Mm-hmm. That's going to be – and you know what I love about this game, Reggie, is that Liverpool is – about this tie, they're going to go for it. You know, they're going to go. They're not just going to – and that's what we love about it. You're going to see Liverpool and Real Madrid, and Liverpool's going to have to come out and play, which they do anyway. Liverpool plays, right? So it'll be a great second leg. But again, I think you're going to stick here to your original pick.
Yeah, I can't see Liverpool beating them. I think I think Real Madrid scores an early goal, and the game will be exciting after that because it'll be chance after chance after chance, and Liverpool has to go for it. But I still think Real Madrid goes through.
Yeah, and I think that's safe money. I did pick Liverpool, and I think if Liverpool can get that first goal, they're going to go. But even if they don't, I know Liverpool's going to score at Anfield. If we can, that's the, you know, again, it's not a major insight. I think a lot of people will say that, but you're also going to see that, you know, obviously Madrid could play and get one themselves. So a great tie. And then finally, Reg.
The game of the week. Wow. The game of the week. I had a guy, a buddy of mine, he texted me and he was just like, "What do you think?" And I was just like, "Honestly, who cares? I'm just waiting for PSG and Bayern." And he was like, "Yeah, me too.
Me too."
I mean, it lived up to the billing. What a game, Joe. Mbappe. First 3 minutes of the game, boom, goal. Bayern's down. And it's just like, you're rubbing your hands going, yes. For a neutral, this is perfect because Bayern Munich's going to come out. PSG's going to play as well to hold the lead. It's going to be a tactical masterclass by both coaches. And we weren't disappointed at all for this game.
You know, this a game full of stars, and there were stars missing, and it was still full of stars.
Right.
Lewandowski injured. Serge, you might know this guy. Serge Gnabry? Sorry, Reggie.
Serge Gnabry, yeah, I know him. Yeah, we sold him.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so Gnabry missing. Marco Verratti missing.
$5 million, by the way.
Other guys missing. But what you said, what a game of football. Great game. Kylian Mbappe is... he's a special player. So down to nothing, there's a change. And, you know, it's funny that Bayern's fortunes change when a certain player came on. Gnabry back from injury? No. Lewandowski back? No. Alphonso Davies. Alphonso Davies, you know, we know his worth. He is, you guys, he's not coming here. He's not one to look out for. He's here. So was he the main reason? No, but it was good to see him as part of that. So, you know, and then there's this player that just won't go away. First of all, the pace of this match was great. Yes, the ambiance was great because you had some snow, Reg. You know, just that, you know the movie Snow, Reg? Yeah. I call it the movie Snow. No snow globe snow. It was great. you like it I know, Reg. I understand. Don't worry. It's all good. We, you know what, Reggie? You can confess that later, which movies you watch. It's okay. Not a problem.
Okay.
Serendipity, isn't it, Reg?
Oh, yeah, anyway, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
we'll move on. Okay. You know, guys, I drove by one day and I saw Reggie lying down on an ice rink. And he had, anyway, sorry. But Thomas Mueller, did people forget about Thomas Mueller?
Still around, eh?
Because, like, do we forget that this guy is still a great player? And he scores a great goal, tie 2-2. But guess what? Like you just said, Reggie, that guy over there, it's not bad.
Yeah, Mbappe's pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Should have some suitors in the summer.
Oh yeah, that's absolutely what a spot to be in. So again, your boy Mauricio Pochettino going back to the Parc des Princes in Paris, and we're all waiting for this week, aren't we, Reggie? All these amazing matches.
Joe, this upcoming week is, if you're a neutral on the fence football fan, what's this Champions League? I don't know Champions League. Watch this.
Check it out.
Watch this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Watch this week, all four games. Amazing, Joe. Amazing. Bayern Munich knows what they have to do at home. So that's going to be a great game. Even the Liverpool Real Madrid game that I think is the tie is finished. But you know, going back to Anfield, of course, and the cop and the fake mystique around this hollowed stadium. I don't get it, but I mean,
and the players. Come on,
there's players. On there. There's players.
Yeah, there's going to be quality. I'm looking forward to that match a lot.
I'm liking this Jota player from Liverpool.
He's fantastic.
He is great. Yeah. He's a great player, man. He's a great player.
Yeah. It's what we said. This Portuguese contingent of players. It's a great generation.
Yeah, for sure. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to that Tuesday and Wednesday for sure.
Our rundown, Reggie, really quickly. Okay, we know Arsenal 1-1 against Slavia Prague. I'm laughing because. You can laugh.
It's absolutely embarrassing.
You should be. My teams aren't real.
Nah, Joel, you should be laughing. Absolutely embarrassing. Embarrassing.
So, a 1-1, that is up in the air, as we know. I think they all are in Europa League, Reggie. Dinamo Zagreb, Villarreal, I think 1-0, I believe it was for Villarreal.
Yep.
Right. And then I think, United 2-0 against
Granada,
right? Marcus Rashford again and a Bruno Fernandes PK.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I just set that one up for you. That's nonsense. Anyway, but a bad PK in that too. I was talking to one of our friends of the show, Emmanuel Zambassis, and former CPL player. Hopefully some news coming soon on him. But yeah, he was actually – keeper should have saved it, but Marcus Rashford with a great goal on his own, great ball over the top. 2-0 there over Granada.
How many PKs for Fernandes this year? 82?
I don't know.
How many has he got? 70?
Check the stats. Ah, jeez.
If you just look up his goal, just look up his goal total, and just they're all PKs. So don't worry, you don't have to.
You're a hater. you're bitter. He's a good player.
I know Logan likes
him more.
Not saying he's not.
Logan has a real disdain for him. Yeah.
Well, he's a Man U player. That's why. If he was on Liverpool, he'd be the best player on the face of the earth ever. So.
And then we had Ajax Roma, which, you know, Ajax here, I mean, Ajax still plays. You know, we talked about this. We mentioned them. This was the marquee matchup, I think, in terms of, you know, more balanced match. Roma comes out with a 2-1 win, but let's talk about this. At 1-0, you know, Ajax is bossing the game, doing very well. Talk about young players. They have them. But then their veteran, Dusan Tadic,
right?
Misses a PK. I mean, goalkeeper save, Paul Lopez, who had great saves in this match, by the way. Amazing saves. Kept them in. It was fantastic. But the PK was basically shot right at him. So a huge swing in the match because – what happens then? Lorenzo Pellegrini free kick bungled in by the keeper, like it was, you know, right in his hands. Mm-hmm. Yes, it moved a bit, but makes it 1-1. And then the goal, 2-1 by Ibanez, center back, just off the corner, deflected, chest to his foot, volley, smack home. So That's all to play for too. All the matches, all the ties, all to play for. Again, in a week of football, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it should be exciting.
Yep, definitely. Definitely know where I'll be all three of those days. What a show. Talked about a lot of things. We ran through domestic leagues. We ran through Champions League. We're still going to keep our predictions for the Champions League and Europa League ties. I have it all written down. We'll see where we are at the end of next week. And yeah, I can't wait for it.
Can't wait. And Reggie, as always, again, we know we're in a shutdown and a lockdown here in Ontario. Please, that doesn't mean you cannot still get geared up for, Euro, I guess 2020 still, but in the 2021 year, get your stuff. Go see Soccer Max. Check it out. Go on their site. Again, we have our fingers crossed that we are setting something up with our main man, Max, at Soccer Max. So keep looking out for that. Listen to it in the meantime. Go online, check it out, and get your gear.
Most definitely, most definitely. Can't wait for the new Arsenal jersey to come in next year. I'm not buying an Arsenal jersey until they make the Champions League. So whatever year that is, I won't be getting a jersey until then. I'm a very, very picky, very, very, I hold a grudge.
Well, we know that. Like, we know in terms of what you said with TFC's jersey, but.
Yeah.
You're talking to, listen, you can't be more miserable than me about my own team, right? Like, you know.
You're fighting a battle, right? You're in second place right now in your league. You know what I would do to be second place in the EPL? Please.
Well, how about this? What if this happens? You know, what if this happens? AC Milan finishes fifth, and then we're both out of Champions League. But look, won't it be harder for me?
Yeah, but at least you're in Europe. We won't even be in Europe, Joe.
I'm more pathetic. No, you are more.
Yeah, really. Oh, my team sucks more. No, mine does.
Yeah, really. Exactly.
Yeah. Like Joe said, visit Soccer Max, get all your gear, get geared up for Euros, get geared up for hopefully after this 30-day lockdown that we're in right now, fields will start to open up and maybe we'll have a season this year. I know some of your soccer shoes don't fit anymore. Go see Max at Soccer Max, definitely. So guys, thanks for listening and we'll catch you next week.